Okay, welcome, welcome. You have recording going there?
Yeah, we do.
Okay. So, do we have any discussion on approval of last board's meeting minutes? As I recall, we had last one, but we were still waiting on the one before.
The one before.
I think we had some suggested changes, though, but I don't ever remember it coming out.
We were all supposed to read it. It was so long, and we didn't have time. We were supposed to read it and go back and check it. Did you read anything that, Dave? Was there some changes?
I'm not very good at going back and reading it and making changes. Well, let's have a motion on those then. I'm not sure that we're going to get any better than we have.
Well, let's just, I make a motion we accept both minutes. Do better in the future.
And a second, Jody, motion made. And seconded, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay.
The uninsulated wall that I insulated.
I have some other tools that have the exact same thing.
Yeah. How you doing, Dirk?
Good. Okay. Financial report will go over when Linda is here. Roads and fire protection. Culvert field trip. I did my own culvert field trip, and I don't know if anybody else went and looked at any.
I thought we were supposed to go today at 1. We were all here waiting for everybody. Nobody, Jody and I didn't.
As I received calls all morning of people saying they couldn't be here or were going to be late, I
decided wasn't going to happen.
I think.
Well, and I called up here several times, but
we were all out here.
If I could just throw something out there, there's a couple of major areas that need culvert attention immediately.
Yeah, like the one up on Podunk Main Road there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we've got to do something there before we lose the road.
Right. Well, there's, you know, I think, you know, a half dozen that I think that we just need to just do it.
Okay, so let's just make the list then.
Okay.
So, let's go.
There's the one Podunk. There's,
let's talk about that. We probably need some film material. One of the biggest problems, you look on the uphill side of the wash, it's not all that deep.
Right.
But that downhill side keeps eroding, and I think we probably need to put a check dam in that wash to force it to start sitting back up.
A check dam, and before the culvert even starts, having just kind of some big boulders and things kind of lying in the area, just to kind of slow some water down.
So we need to fill that in. Any ideas where we could get that done? Or
Alan Steve, Getty Equipment, is going to have some material crushed, I think, up here, and he'll have his equipment.
When he comes up, can you have him look on it and give us an estimate?
Yeah. There's also a couple guys in town who gave me his business card. Yellow business cards. I'm sure you've got some. He's got a yellow flatbed truck with a.
Hi, Linda.
Hi.
It's really bad.
Well, I think Steve or Clark Lamb, anybody else, can charge you quite a bit. So let's welcome Linda. So have Steve at least look at it, see what they could do to fill it in. We've got to do something to stop the erosion. Okay, what's the next one?
There's probably three different areas on Meadow Canyon that not only need some culvert attention, but need like some ditch work done.
Back there by the ponds and stuff.
By the ponds going from Crawford.
Yep. That's really bad.
Downhill sides, all kind of the same problem.
Yep.
So, I'm sure you have Steve look at those as well.
Yeah, is that right? Huh?
Any other suggestions there?
There was one, about a mile past Broad Hollow.
And that to Linda.
Where it kind of washed is cutting across the road and it's washing out.
Yeah.
You know, the road's starting to close in. It's real steep. I kind of wish Parkland, when he had that dozer, would have done a little bit of work there.
Yeah.
While he's going through, but it didn't happen. Another area that I can just think of offhand is that intersection going to Crawford to Phil Hall's. Now it splits off that new cut that they did right there.
Yeah.
The water has to get across the road somehow. It's kind of coming down the road and just
throw the
road away.
Although I'd hope that, I mean, it fans out there enough that we should probably just, we had some heavy gravel there,
mm-hmm.
that would probably be all right.
But there's no, there's nothing for the water to get across the road.
Right. I'm just kind of saying that would probably be an area where, rather than a culvert, to have a non-erodible road surface there that just runs over the surface. Because every time you dig a culvert through in a place like that, you've got to make it low enough that we're going to create more of an erosion problem than if we just, have some good rock on the road there.
Right. There's another section going, it's close to the Bozays. The culvert's running great, but a lot of the water...
Is this on Meadow Canyon?
No, it's on Crawford. Trying to think where. There's a pond over there, and it's silted in. And now it used to be deep on one side, and there's a pond on the other side. Now it's filled in on the one side. And it's cut across the road, going into the.
So it needs to be dug out.
Yeah. We got rocks.
Okay.
There's an area in slide. I haven't seen it yet. Mary Shriver mentioned it to me. And you might.
It's
past her. It's past her going up over here.
Oh, there you go. There's a big
the road starting to the road away.
Actually, that's better. The marshal is better. So, I'm glad you did.
Buddy, go
ahead.
That Podunk area, if we don't do something before the monsoons come in July, August, we could have
a great
serious problem.
So I think we need to get right on these. So,
we're going to go for women off of there tomorrow or Sunday, after work tomorrow. So I'll pass it, if there's anything, I'll let you know. There's some of those roads that you don't get on. too easily.
Great. Okay, next item. Reestablish the ditch around the lower cabins to the polywogs. I saw that Larry had done that. I think he's done all about we're going to get done. Do you agree?
I agree.
So I think that's done.
Some of the work that they've done is great. I've been kind of moving water around a little bit. A lot of the channels still need to be... oh, thank you. water's going pretty good. My question is, they came through and they kind of just poured some trees.
Yeah, I saw that.
Me personally, I think it was Larry. We need to make sure that's cleaned up. I don't know if you saw it.
I did. I wouldn't have done it either, but it's done.
Right. So, I mean,
so what do we do with the rest of it? With the trees? Should we go in and
add them up when we're on our firewood hunts?
Okay.
Pile it up and burn it, I guess.
Okay.
ATV road that parallels the ranch road to be used by ATVs and snowmobiles. Is Brent going to construct that?
Yes, he's still working on it.
So it's just kind of a Brent item.
We were going to do it. We're going to have a preview of it today. But it's just been too wet for him to do what he wanted to do. I think we're about, a month behind normal weather?
It depends on what. There's a lot of things that we got done because of weather. But there's a lot of things that, it was 2 weeks ago. I couldn't get up to the cabin.
The Johnny Brown item on here, we got just the crossover road that we still need to put culverts in. So we still got a big washout there, right?
Yeah.
There's another fix.
I don't know if we established the Title V on that.
Yeah. And we went and I talked to the gentleman about the disturbance area to kind of make it go back in the old road versus the road. Put some of those culverts in there and they said it was all fine. Okay, ranch activities, John Cox. I don't know if we need to. She didn't give me any reports. Does anybody else have any?
I thought you were going over to the Hudson tooling around because I thought you were going over to the tour stuff.
Yeah. When you're done tooling around, we'll go back to the floor first.
We're on a point.
We're on point. Hey, Linda, we're on point tonight. Dirk is going to get us out of here in 1 hour flat. You wait and see.
I agree. You do.
I know.
Okay.
We got this recorder here going. Okay, so item 7, water issues. Dale is not going to be here, but I think we can discuss Leaf Spring. I don't know, Jody, did you understand kind of what we had in the motion? Everything sounds fine to you to move ahead with that?
If the other ones are still interested in doing it, I just don't know.
Okay.
There's not been any communication there.
Yes,
but at least the offer's on the table to do that.
Very good.
And the other, one of the update on the water issue is that Vance Green would still like to stay on the water committee, on this regular water committee.
Okay.
Turn on. Dirk, I just have a couple questions on this.
Yeah.
When I was up going around the ranch last weekend, I noticed that up by, and I don't get my words right, but where the gate goes through to the park, that's quite a mess up there.
Yeah.
Do you know, we know what we're going to do? I feel like, I know that what Dale's doing is good, but it would be like me coming down here and rearranging this whole area with nobody's authority. Can't we know something? Do we have any idea what the future plans are for the water committee?
Well, you're talking about the Just the grading they did last
all
year.
All that diversion.
All the diversion. What's going on? I mean,
well,
I have no idea.
We got
water.
It works great. And so it's just that it's kind of fresh and needs to be cleaned out.
There's water running across the branch that's never ran before. But I'm sure it's what Larry and them are doing.
Well,
and
it did mess, run before years ago.
The mess down here, across the, when you ride down this thing and go across the road, and that big pile of crap that's in there, and the disturbance down in there, is that all a part of Larry and Dirk? I mean, and Dale?
In the well field.
No, it's not in the well field. It's across the street. Have you been down there?
Draw a map where
some of the stuff
about
on the other side of the
you just go road. Straight down this thing, go across the county road, and you try to go where you could go before, and it's just a pile of... It's a mess in there. Yeah.
We're talking down in the wash here?
Yep. So I just wondered what... I didn't know what's going on.
Well, Larry dug out the ditch that historically has been along there.
Mm-hmm.
And so the water has eroded through and was falling down into
mm-hmm.
the wash and still staying in the ditch.
What was it called?
And so he did something there. I saw his backhoe up there to reestablish the ditch in on the hill so the water stayed on the ditch.
It kind of created another little pond up there.
I don't know.
Okay. Take a peek. Have you looked at it? Have you seen it?
And
the reason I thought
I'm
was riding
I'm
through
not sure I'm alarmed about it.
No. I guess I... With the water committee, I just wish we could talk to somebody that would talk to us about what their plans are. I don't feel like we did anything.
You can talk to them.
But do they tell you?
I knew that they were up here. In fact, they called Paul a couple of times and asked for help to manage and work with some of the things. And so I don't know that... you know, they were up here for 3 or 4 days doing work, trying to manage water that was
water in off?
ditches and
I understand.
Stuff, and they were probably scrambling, and I know Brent also helped some, and so I don't know that there was a lot of, hey, let's sit back and have a month discussion about stuff.
I don't want a month discussion, Dirk.
Well,
I want to understand it, that's all. I'm asking to understand it.
I don't know that I can resolve all of that.
No, you can't.
So
I'm just asking.
I can sure tell you how the ditch works, and I think they fixed it.
I can
now,
see where what that big lake looks great. I've been up there. It's all full.
Well, and I took 100 pictures when I was up there and hiked down most of the ditches and stuff and to check on water, and I could sure go through all that with you. That would help now.
I was really looking forward to today. Can we reschedule that?
I think so.
We asked Dale at one time if he would just kind of give us an overview.
Let me just tell you, Larry's mother is on their deathbed, and they're all up in Salt Lake trying to deal with that. So
Larry's mother?
Larry's mother-in-law.
Okay, because that those were pets.
Mother.
Okay.
And so I think they have a pretty valid excuse.
Hmm.
For not being here, so
maybe you can get on the next one, then maybe
you know.
Could
we schedule in that? Well,
I think a lot of it is,
and you don't even need to wait till the next meeting. I mean, you can schedule next week with him or whatever.
Derek, I think a lot of it is, you know, there was talk about some things being done, and then all of a sudden the work's done, but then there's remnants of stuff that
yeah.
just needs to be cleaned up.
I know Larry had a few days to hustle in some work, and then he had to go out of town. And he didn't pass everything by me, but I don't see that he did bad things.
No, I don't. I don't. I just need to feel like I understand it, and I need some help. I don't like to have to...
Right.
When you ask me to vote on something, Dirk, I need to know what I'm voting on.
I'm not asking you to vote on anything.
I know, but someday, you know, all I'm asking is for better understanding before the vote time is, so I don't get in trouble.
Yeah. And I think to have this in attachment to the meeting, because I can't just come up every other weekend, to do this next month would be a good thing, because I'd like to do that too and learn more about that.
Well, unfortunately, I'm not going to be here
next month. So
well,
maybe
I think what
that.
You're going to find, if you want to be involved, you're going to need to be here when they're doing things to some degree. And
cool.
And I'm okay understanding that I'm probably going to have less involvement than I'd like, because I'm frankly not willing to come up here and babysit while they're working. So you know. But as far as drawing maps and trying to show here's why things were done the way they are.
Well, Paul spent 10 minutes with me today. It thoroughly helped me with nothing more than understanding the flow of the water on the ranch. It's major.
Good.
And Jody, you should make him do that too. It's very, very good.
Well, I'm aware of, yeah. I'm aware of some of the things, but I've asked for help and haven't got any
yeah. help. You guys probably think that they know more than they do.
Well, hopefully somebody knows something.
Yeah, we're counting on them going out more than.
Well, I know the aquifer is a drain field, so the lake's full, the water's flowing in places I've never seen it flow.
And there's a lot of questions about how active we're going to manage water.
Right.
You know, because it takes a lot of time. So, for example, Bitten Reservoir, I think, was originally constructed to hold water and then release water to keep water flowing in the ditch that would eventually come down here into the well field. My guess is that we won't actually worry about doing any of that, but we
said,
you know, have set it up so that we have a nice little recreation area there and some water that recharges the groundwater and some springs are going. And so, you know, hours of debate about whether somebody should open the head gate or not open the head gate, or should we have even fixed the reservoir in the first place if we're not going to open the head gate. But I would say we're very undone, and we've got 20 plus years of being very undone.
With the water.
And as Val Cram told me when I was up here and ran into him last time, he says, wow, somebody's got water flowing in the well field. That's the second time in my life I've ever seen that happen. So
I think it's pretty
neat. So I thought it was neat too, and I certainly didn't feel to necessarily come up here and put a lot of hours into making it happen myself, but I'm
glad it did.
Happy that it did happen.
All right. The fact that it's happening when we have our ranch managers here and they can learn from it and know and glean from it and be able to carry on.
Well, and that's kind of where I need help.
That's
I've asked
wonderful.
Numerous times, hey, I'd like to know this. When you're here, come get me. I don't know when you're here.
Mm-hmm.
Come get me.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll go over it. We can walk through it. I can help you with some things. And, you know, I feel it is my responsibility.
Well, and maybe you guys can discuss more, because I know Dale called me 3 or 4 times with some frustration. Can't you get Paul to help us more?
I think it's
Paul,
no, awesome. Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, that's all
I'm just saying. That's why I said I think it needs to be that people are talking more.
Well, I've been on the
phone.
There's
a feeling on that side that, hey, how come we're driving up from Kanab to do these things when Paul ought to be checking on it? And there's a feeling from Paul, how come when you came up here you didn't call me so I could go out and help? And you know what? If those groups don't want to
communicate,
fix that thing, I'm not going to lose a lot of sleep over it. So I'll try to keep encouraging the best that I can. And I think there's good efforts there, but why communication seems to be such a strain is something that we must need a different degree than I have to figure out. So my suggestion to some degree to you, Kathy, is don't get overly frustrated. Let's just keep trying to learn what we can. And
I've called Dale several times, left messages, emailed, told him the days I was going to be out here. He was supposed to be out here. I can't, you know, I don't know where to find him. He knows where I'm at. And I just feel like it's like I'm frustrated, that's all. I'll do my best. Because I'm not one to want to make a vote when it's put before me when I have no idea what I'm voting on. And so I feel like if I'm representing the people on the board that I need to know more about what I'm doing, that's all.
Okay, very good.
Right, maybe at that time when those votes come up, then we bring up the discussion on the who, what, when, where. Who, what, when, where, why.
The problem is, Jody's too late at that point.
it's always like, look, it's got to be done today,
yeah,
or I can't do it.
Yeah.
And when you when it's
right.
at that point, it's too late to learn what you need to know to be able to act on something and to
so
know
to change that. Maybe we just need to go, okay, well, we don't know this information ahead of time. Let's wait until we do. Whether it be a month or
well,
two, and then decide.
If they want an immediate vote, then they have to have us prepared
correct.
For that.
I agree with that.
And maybe when this meeting is over, if we get out of map, I'll show you.
Am I correct? The O is not even available on Thursday and Friday.
Yeah, I think that's Wednesdays and
Wednesday afternoon,
Thursday and Friday morning. So
okay.
He's out of town. Okay. Water system vault. I assume that's the what? Vault? What is that? Is that
well,
the vault right here, or the vault up at the spring?
There's the vault here, which still needs to be built.
Yeah. So should we call that the valve, the
VRV.
Airstrip,
VRV
valve.
VRV vault. And then,
you have materials and kind of...
Well, Brent has talked about bringing down some block.
He's got that special rock that he's got stored up there that's good.
So let's put that on your project list. There's not a big rush, but
right.
We want to have that by
There's that, you know, where that the culvert's sticking out of the ground. I like to dig that out and kind of build a vault there, too. Just
something right, right. Just there. Okay.
We are at the worst supplying water to Algonquin under contract.
We were?
Yeah.
We still are.
Well, back up and doing that again.
And I'd like to throw this out there. He did a yearly fee, right?
Well, he hasn't because
right.
The water wasn't working.
So he hasn't, and he's been really frustrated. He hauled water last year.
Right.
We
didn't charge him.
When he paid, I believe it was $5,000 to hook into the system. And he's complaining legitimately about problems every year. And this is the extent where I was in here. If I could, I know I can't make a motion, but I'd like to see if we could waive his fee this year. Just kind of as a good faith. He knows why the system was down last year. We had, we relined it, we did a whole bunch of changes as the system was down, but he came up here with horses, and it was kind of a big, huge issue.
Oh, that would be.
He's looking at building a cabin up at his property, and,
how much is it? How much is it?
Roger on 143. He's one of the only people that that has water from the tank. There's two other people that have bought into it, but they're not.
Let's put that on next month's agenda.
Okay.
And do some research. Add it on there. Lot 143, Rob Johnson, please.
I mean, I really feel bad. I mean, I'm the system operator, and, you know, I can't supply him with water. But, you know, and then
sure.
The system was down, and I
sure.
told him I had some tank, and I actually, last year, filled that truck up with water.
I'm not suggesting your proposal is unreasonable. It's just not on the agenda. Let's do some research and put
give a chance.
Out for next month.
But let us know what the fees are.
Oh, I will.
Okay.
Is he getting water now, though?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
In regards to this vault, I think the other vault system or whatever you want to call it is the upper cabin spring collection vault.
Where at? This one here?
This one here. Water system vault. Page one.
Oh, it might be on your. It's page two. Coming off on
page two.
7B?
7.
7B.
That was this one down here.
All right. We also need this. I'm just saying, as... doesn't that spring need attention?
No.
Okay.
If we're going to spend the money to get it certified as a certified system, then
we are.
We need to look at it.
Yeah.
Right now.
You want to add that for next month, too?
Right now, I was going to mention this in my update, but we're pumping 1,000 gallons a day, and the tank is replenishing itself from the spring.
That's great.
So, I mean, it's a perfect, almost an ecosystem. We're pumping, it's filling, pumping itself. I went in and inspected the inlet to the tank. There's no vegetation, there's nothing.
Well, whatever it is you think we need to do, I know we've got some issues with the line needing to be
buried
mm-hmm. and fence needing to be around the protection fence. Mm-hmm. I've asked Taylor Button to give us a bid on that.
Okay.
And,
but as far as...
But I would put an agenda item for next month, Linda. Upper cabin spring certification improvements.
And Dirk, can I ask you?
And we're definitely doing that since we're not doing the other activities that we, you know, talked about, so...
Are you to certify it, and why do we do that?
Yeah, it is.
It is?
Uh-huh.
I think for the development up there, as far as, you know, keeping those cabins going, you know, there's been talk about running them year-round, you know, different things.
Well, even right now, it's kind of an experimental system.
Yeah, but we're right on the line as far as...
We're not experimenting. We're using it every year.
We're right on the line as far as...
we have over 25 people
using
it. So, I mean, they could certainly demand any time that we get certified or shut it down, and I'd rather be ahead of that.
We're right on the line as far as...
do you have ballpark of what it costs to certify, or is that just...
Oh, I don't think it's a lot to certify. It's
getting it ready to do it.
And whether we certified it or not,
when
we fix these three or four items, you know,
mm-hmm.
So certification is not the overriding thing. We've mm-hmm. had pipe breaking, and we don't want contamination in our spring.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think we need to do these things. We've talked about it for
when you got long
many years, so right, let's do it.
So. There's a lot of things that the state, when they come in to certify, they're going to come in and look at cross-connection deals. They're going to look at water runoff off the hill, vegetation. They're going to look at the spring box. That's a huge thing. They're going to look at the quality of the tanks, the air gaps on the tanks.
And that's part of the training that you receive to know what it is.
I think Paul knows all the things we need to do. We just need to do it. And I'll work on the fence.
The tank is lined,
Taylor.
The storage tank is lined, but there's a cross connection there between the upper tank and lower tank. The lower tank is for fire water.
Okay.
But it runs into the same line.
So we need backflow.
Oh.
Yeah, we need backflow preventers. Uh-huh. I mean, it's kind of, it's not going to take a whole lot.
Okay, very good.
Rob Johnson, $30 a month.
Is that annual? Is that all year?
Month.
But does it go all year?
No, not in the winter.
Okay, so it's just whatever.
So you just charge them like 6 months of the year?
That's what I want to.
Okay.
Okay, well filled irrigation well. Paul, help me remember where we ended up here. Kind of got our pressure taken off of us. But I think we had decided that we would want to go ahead and get that running for irrigation purposes and backup purposes if we ever needed it.
There was talk with...
wasn't there a pump that...
There was talk that Brent was talking with Alma Fletcher,
yeah.
Which is a guy that I bought the solar pumps and stuff for the upper system. he was going to come out and pull that pump and see what was wrong with it. He had a bid. You know, it was, I forgot what it was, but
about $3,000.
About $3,000. So in between the upper system pump and this, it was roughly $6,000. It was done via the email. I don't know if there was a decision made.
I think we said let's get it done. So
okay.
Let's get it done. I think the I'd asked somebody to look at where in the budget it would come from, and I thought either Brent or Linda did that, but I can't remember the details of that. Can you look at that then, perhaps?
Okay.
You know, as an assignment,
mm-hmm.
if we need to spend $6,000 to improve the upper system in this well field,
mm-hmm.
is there a line item that you think that could tag to that would make sense and that the funds would be there, and maybe just email that out to us?
Okay.
And that being the case, if we move forward with those things immediately, I think you get them done.
Okay.
Irrigation management, are you still kind of moving water around?
I am. I moved it. I went and checked it the other day. It had made it on the lower section all the way across into a ditch, and it was running down just like it was supposed to. But the upper part, it hadn't made it all the way. So I dammed that off, opened it up, let it run down, and it's been running. I haven't gone to check today to see if it's all the way across yet. I'm still kind of learning.
So you're kind of checking it every day and maybe changing it every 2 or 3 days when it gets across the section.
Water's really starting to slow down.
Yeah, I'll bet.
So, you know, I'm not sure if I should leave it dammed up and let it go all the way across or open it up and...
Well, is there any chance that it can go across these areas that you seeded this spring?
All the way down here.
No chance of it getting down that far down the side ditch and across.
It's not ditched all the way down to this ditch.
That's what I was afraid of.
Now, I think next year, just the thought, that the north fields there,
mm-hmm.
I don't know how many acres that is, but we could irrigate for a long time if we end up seeding that area.
I went through, and, well, we'll talk about that next. Hey, good deal. Water runoff management, kind of the same. I noticed on Half Moon there's a pretty big chunk of the dam falling away.
Right by the
valve. You know, not where you'd want to drive your truck around it anymore.
Right. I tried driving around.
But that's something that when it's dry this summer or fall, we can...
Right, I'll still
push the dirt around.
We talk about using these big poles right here to brace that red gate. And I don't know, you know, Larry's throwing some big boulders in there and really packed it in and made it wider, but I'm not sure. And it's holding a lot of water.
Yeah.
That's a lot of weight. Right,
it's the one that worried me the most as far as just kind of looking. But they'll be down mid-summer, and then we can kind of evaluate what we need to do. It looks like they've held through the worst of it. And so anything else on water?
You want to talk about the upper system just real quick?
Sure.
I spent, I think it was close to $4,000 on a pump and all the piping and a new solar panel.
I saw the new panels up there.
With that, the way we have it set up, it is pumping over 1,000 gallons a day. And I actually had to go up there and shut it off. These cabins aren't being used, but it's 1,000 gallons a day, that tank for free is pumping 1,000 gallons. And I told you that the tank is replenishing itself. The tank's always full.
Nice.
It's perfect.
In the fall and midsummer, will that spring put out as much as the pump would pump?
I think so.
So we've not had a problem with that in the past.
There's been, you know, comments made about, you know, the water up there, and there's not enough. There's times where...
What is that pump's outflow? I mean, is it like a 2-inch line?
No. 3/4 inch.
And the pipe that we have going up to the cabin is like a 4-inch line?
No, it's a 2 or 3-inch up to the tank.
You know, it seems awful big for what we need.
Well, with the head pressure being it, I think it was 130 or 140 pounds PSI. That pump with the power to it is pumping 5 gallons a minute.
That's great.
Whether the pipe is too big or too small, it's
well, it's in, and so it's, you know, it's fine. It doesn't change the head pressure whether it's big or small. It's just that in some of those areas that we have to repair, you know, we could maybe do a smaller area there if we.
So this right here, this is the way that the pump was before. And it sat on cinder blocks, just like this. So this is the inlet. And however it happens, the angle of it, the bearings are down here for the motor, and it just burned up. So the new pump, we just hung it, and it's sitting on a rock right here, but the pump is just sitting just right there. The inlets are kind of right here. And on this pump, there's a wire that comes down that has a little sensor on it. When the water level gets too low, it shuts the pump off automatically. So the pump will never be out of water.
It's not going
to
burn up?
No, it won't burn up.
That's great.
So...
the design of this one, or is it just...
That's just the way we put it in.
The other one?
The way we put it in.
Okay.
I don't... You know, this was probably the best application they had at that time to put that in that way, but the way this pump is set, it'll never be out of water until winter time when we drain the tank.
And you put that on?
Yeah.
What happens when if there's not enough flow during the
you know, that is great. Well, that's what I was asking, and Paul's saying it never, the springs capacity to recharge that has never been an issue.
Last year, I would go up and I'd pump for 2 hours, and I pumped the tank 3/4 empty. It would take 2 days to fill back up. 7,000 gallon tank.
Pump faster too.
Yeah, and I spent an extra.
So now you won't have to go check because it automatically will go on and off. The only thing is, and nothing ever shuts it off.
Up top.
Up top.
And then I went about, Brent called and said...
So we run water out of up top too much, that's why you shut it off now.
Yeah.
But it's not necessarily a big deal.
Right.
And there's always still enough water in here that if somebody turns on the faucet down by our new pavilion...
Well, and I wanted to say that, this thing is always full. There's always water going through the overflow. Even when it's pumping.
It's kind of
neat.
It'll be interesting to see if in the worst part of the summer if that all holds true.
Right.
Well, if it does, that's great.
That had water coming out of it.
That was the overflow thing.
See, that's where we always washed our hands and just things when we were.
I was going to put it in the first year I was here, but the cows keep busting it off, so I just kind of left it until we have something permanent there.
Well, I think you've done a very good job, and that's a great improvement there. I wasn't thrilled about the look of the solar panels there, but I don't have any better ideas either.
Without putting another pole up, that was kind of what we came up with.
I mean, it looks okay. I just wonder if Taylor builds his fence around that whole thing, he'll build it around that too. And I give over... It's within the radius of the protection zone, so that we need to, and I think we want the cows out of it anyway,
yeah.
Even if it wasn't.
Well, and the way I set it up, I bought two panels because I wasn't sure what the output of those two panels that are up there would put out. I needed to pump at least 4 gallons a minute. So I bought the two panels. We put the one panel on there, and it's doing just fine. So what we're doing is I'm going to take the second panel, and that's what's going to go out to the windmill for that pump.
Is there any concern with people taking the panels?
Could be, but
anything can be blocked off it.
I have this 20-foot piece of pipe, so the panel is going to be 15 feet up in the air. It's going to be... You know,
I think the biggest concern is somebody shooting them or vandalizing them. But so far, we'll hope for the best. But anything we can do to kind of hide them where we put them behind a tree or something that doesn't block the sun.
Yeah.
And so we get a fence around those and maybe screen it in some way a little better and maybe even plant some. Something that would grow up the fence there, or something that would kind of create some shelter. Okay, anything else on that?
Thanks, Paul and Brett.
Advanced green.
That was great. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, it's very good. Agriculture and wildlife fencing plans. Taylor Button's going to come and start doing his fencing here. I talked to him a couple of days ago again. And he thinks he'll be up here in the next couple of weeks. And, you know, you've seen the maps and stuff that we went over last time on what he's going to do. But he'll start, first of all, repairing the fence that we're going to save. And second of all, building a new fence on the north side so we're not threatening the forest and dealing with issues there that are going to get us in trouble. And then third of all, he'll work on the areas up the mountain that are probably going to receive very little pressure. But we decided not to redo the fence that went along the ATV trail, to just make a couple of wing fences at both ends. And not really because of the likelihood of cows going over that mountain or about zero. And then we need to, whatever you can do in the meantime, Paul, for fencing other areas around the ranch, repair.
What about his fencing? As far as the BLM fencing?
Yeah.
I'd like to make a run. They have cows up here now.
Yeah.
There was talk about them running from the Berea up Deer Springs and bringing them to the welfare, to the windmill.
Right.
I'm pretty confident with some of that fence, but I'd still like to have some time.
And you know, Doug says they can only be in there about 10 days worth of feed. So last year they were in there about
8 days last year, but he didn't push them down very far.
Well, he claims he did, but...
There's a lot of grass out there.
Well, he thinks he did, and we'll go over it again, but I'm just saying, we have so much feed this year. Let's not kill ourselves for 8 days of a group of cows down there.
We have lots of feed.
When we've got, you know, a lot of fences to deal with. So I would say to start now making your BLM fence run is a high priority to keep other cows out and keep our cows in so that we're not on other people's range in any way. Last year was quite successful and we need to do that again. Seeding efforts. I went through and looked at all of the areas that we wanted to seed but didn't have money and time to seed. And 80% of them look great. We've got enough stuff growing that I think if we'll mow, I think you're going to have to be prepared to mow sunflowers before they head out to control them and, you know, encourage the grasses to... get dominant over the sunflower.
Am I staying off these fields here?
I think this year, as I looked at them, I think we should at least try at least that north field, mow it. Tall, you know.
Yeah.
the kochia should be mowed. He said, I talked to the extension service guy, and he said about 10 inches, but, you know, you'd still get the sunflower. But the meadow area, there's some of this filled here, and you can see when you go out in it, some of it looks really good, and some of it looks like it's terrible. The stuff that looks pretty good, let's try to nurture and keep, you know, competing sunflower and other things out of by mowing it.
So when do you need to mow that?
Before they got a yellow flower on them, you know, when they're up in the bulb, starting to get, you know, the bulb on the stem, he should mow. So we just have to watch that. We've got nothing now, but, you know, we're talking 60 days out or something like that.
So sometime in August.
But we need to know that there's going to be a lot of mowing that needs to take place. To try to make things work. So Broad Hollow looks pretty good probably without mowing, but this well-filled, the kochia over there, and the airstrip, and the area up by Half Moon, possibly, we're probably going to need to mow. Then I think this fall we can do selective seeding.
I really think this north end of this field, you know, as much as we can right there.
Yeah, it's looking really good.
We've got luck. We're lucky with all the water that came in the cool start.
Yeah,
it's really giving it.
You know, it'll keep us through till July, August, when we start getting some more rains, and then here we go again with some more water.
There was a little bit of the purple mustard. You see that up there, and that's not a good thing. You'll see, you watch in the next 30 days, it will dry out really bad, and the cows won't eat it, and it's a fire hazard even. It's just one step better than tumbleweeds.
Purple mustard? Is that what you're saying is bad? The purple mustard?
It's got little purple flowers on it.
Oh, yeah. It's sure pretty right now.
Oh, yeah. It's
pretty. Our temp over there?
Just like the sunflowers are pretty. But,
you see a new pretty unicorn.
I got a picture of the sunflowers and those other purple flowers.
Yeah.
With the point. I think I send it to everybody.
But there's a lot of good grasses coming up, even where the purple mustard was, you know, when I went out and picked through at the field. So I think there are some pretty good stands. I think we'd actually have done a disservice to disc it up and harrow it up and reseed it in a lot of places. Some of what's up by the Half Moon is volunteer triticale, which is not the best, so we may have to overseed that. But, you know, we'll see how it goes. But overall, I mean, we're extremely lucky.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't have, there's the worst of it is there's a little spot on the airstrip, and some of the middle section of this well field is, you know, terrible.
So this didn't come by our property? That's nothing.
Yeah.
The north end of the north field right,
right.
There.
Yeah. Yeah, so
nothing.
Once we mow it and we get kind of an idea of what's going on, we'll be able to see a little more clearly.
Okay.
Here's the areas that we can seed. So we need to be prepared to seed this fall some, but probably only about 20% of what we needed. Even the north end of the meadow is got a lot more in it than I would have guessed from seeing it last fall. So
I had a recommendation, if I could. I'd like to buy a cedar. We borrowed the one from Ben.
Broadcast cedar.
And it worked perfect. I think I've seen them at Cal Ranch or IFA for $4.99, $4.89, something like that.
Yeah.
I think if we had a cedar on hand, if we had seed delivered here,
okay, I would say let's do the same thing. Linda, can you look at the budget and see where we could maybe spare about $600 for a cedar? And
when what month are we talking about seeding? Is it September?
Right, later in the fall.
I bought one from Cow Ranch last year. I did quite a lot of research, and they had one there that's kind of a 900-pounder, mm-hmm. 700 or 900-pound, their biggest one. I wouldn't get their smaller ones.
No.
And but theirs were, you know, I think a little more sturdy and really attractively priced. So,
okay.
And they and I've used it too. It's worked really good.
$600.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think if we're gonna seed in the fall, every fall, I mean,
yeah,
good to have.
Okay, grazing fees. I have a proposal that I'd like to make and take a vote on to authorize me to execute the documents to modify it. We talked to Doug Hunt about going with a flat rate fee so that we wouldn't have to kind of guess and wonder if he's going to put enough cows up here, and, you know, Dale's been nervous about that and feeling like, well, you know, he should have put more cows up. And Doug sometimes feels like, well, last year he felt like he fed all he could, and I think he generally probably did. When Robinsons were running out here, we were earning somewhere around $4,500 grazing fees. When we went to Hunt, we almost doubled that to, I think, $7,000 the first year, and maybe just around $8,000 the second year. And I told Doug that I would really like to see him get to $12,000. You know, and that would give us a lot more confidence about not worrying out about bringing in a second grazer, and you know, would still allow some space for the ranch livestock. But he has come back with a proposal that I think is good, and that is that this year he'll pay $10,000 flat fee, next year $11,000, and the year after that $12,000 from there on out.
Mm-hmm.
And what he would expect us to do for that is we need to fix the fences that kind of segregate the ranch. You know, here at the lower part, the broad hollow part, and then the upper part. And so he's asked if we will work on one of the fences this year, you know, the segregation fences. We're talking about fixing it up, not new fence. And they were fences that Johnson's were working on some last year, but I haven't walked them. I don't know how bad they are.
I think I know which fences he's talking about, and I don't think it's all that
I don't
much.
Think it's unreasonable. Mm. That we'll fix one this year, we'll fix another one next year, and then he said that he will agree to that moving forward. And so I think that's a really good move, and I think it's fairly generous of Doug, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that will, he will still track BLM cows so we can fill out the permits accurately and so forth, but we won't have to worry much about the rest of it, and that puts a little bit more at ease for us to worry about. So how do you all feel about that?
Question. So he pretty much keeps a cap on how many cattle he's going to bring in, because he wants to make sure they all get the right amount of feed, too.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll never have the problem of too many at one time. He won't agree.
Well, and Mary, we've had the inverse problem.
Yep.
These little fills that we have. And so I think that that'll be a natural consequence of him managing things, and I think he'll do a good job. So
a lot of it, you know, it's great for us, but it's also great for Doug and his cows. I'm not a cow, but to know that there's to go for the next 10 years is huge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
As far as
mm-hmm. right now.
Mm-hmm. My only concern is just overgrazing, but as you know, from what I've seen with Doug, it's not like the other leasers that we've had here,
right,
where they didn't watch it. He actually manages his cows, and if it gets, you know, too much, he moves.
Well, they'll push in a real nice situation. We'll do this seeding where we improve things, and we'll seed enough revenue every year to make it have been worth our while.
So my understanding is in 2013, 12,000 will be looking at the kids, and then they'll stop there.
Yeah,
we'll
base that for an additional 10 years.
On an additional 10 years from 2013.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, additional. That's good.
Right. And maybe you could give me some license in how I word the addendum to the agreement, whether it's 10 years from now or 10 years from then. So it could be either a 10-year lease or a 12-year lease. I think I need to kind of sit down with Doug and, but either one, I think.
So do you, what, do you need a special license to, do we need like amendment or?
I need a motion and I'll make it maybe if that's all right.
Okay, please get it clear.
I'll make a motion that, that as president I'm authorized to execute modification to the existing lease with Hunt Cattle to convert him over to a flat rate fee of $10,000 this year, $11,000 next year, $12,000 thereon for either 8 or 10 years, and with the understanding that we'll work with him on the two fence projects, one this year and one next year. We sure are, yeah. In fact, we really need that to happen or we'll lose our permits. Which kind of, it's not so much about the permits as kind of defining the boundary of the range. It's only because we have permits.
I know years and years and years of travels
from meeting. Yeah. The Forest Service. The Forest Service does not allow you to run somebody else's cattle on your lease. The BLM is not like that. So I've made the motion. Do you think you have it, Linda? The motion would be as president of the association that I'm authorized to execute. Execute means sign.
I'll second that.
Okay. Any discussion on the motion?
Yeah, I agree.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Good job.
Can I throw something out?
Good job.
As far as these cows, there is no signage on Deer Springs stating that there's cows here.
Openly.
I would prefer, I mean, these aren't just regular folks. These are some serious lower cows. I'd like to see, and I'll talk to the county to see if we can get there. But also, I would hate to see somebody get one of those cows and say, you know what, there was no sign, I didn't know, blah, 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 but just, hey, there's cows around the corner. There's
just
a lot of black
open range, watch for cattle.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If you can check on that, that'd be good. I need to mention one other thing under agriculture. Well, no, I'll mention under Ben's stuff later. Something for him. Okay, facilities, cabin maintenance, Kathy.
Well, we've had a great work day so far, work weekend so far. We had 13 people show up today. We've all worked. Got a lot done. Really happy with it. We're going to work again tomorrow and see. We've gotten the garden cabin. You can see the new, that looks really good. We've got the fire pit removed. We've got the old. We took lots of loads of junk to the dump. Cleaning up. The front of it is cleaned up. Two things I think that no one's asked me for this, but I highly recommend that we look at a doctor. What do you call those doctor teller things? Road tellers.
Oh, the DR trimmer.
DR trimmer.
Yeah.
we have spent probably, we've had two small weed whackers going now for about, 5 hours apiece that are very fast. And I don't know how we run it without it. If we could get something that was a little easier to go.
Weren't you asking that you wanted one of those?
This was a while ago.
And we've still got all the fair.
I thought we told you to get one.
No, then nobody ever came up with it.
Linda, to research? 400, 500?
Mike got a good deal. He just got the notification. They're on sale right now. I think it was $299 or $325 or something really, really reasonable. Well, we could ask Mike. He does really good at that. Okay.
Yeah, let's put that on Mike.
I'll go, okay.
He's retired.
Okay. All right. Okay, anyhow.
Would you agree you'd like to have one?
I would love to. You know, you look at a lot of this, you know, just weeds here and there. It'd be nice to get your bus.
I think it's safer to do with the ducks with that than it is to mow it out here.
Oh, I've gone through weed whackers since I've been here.
Yeah.
At $80 a piece.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're cheap. I don't buy a steel, but...
You know, you still have to have some weed whackers, but this is going to take all these areas like around the corral. We never get to that, but... And that's where a lot of our weeds start.
It really is.
This looks so good now, and it's been knocked down.
Yeah.
We're really happy with it, and I just need to acknowledge the condition that the fence... I hope everybody is pleased with the condition of the fence.
You know what? I am so happy we went with that stuff.
It's beautiful.
I mean, that is...
And it's solid. And
those poles must be buried pretty deep if they're as long as the ones on that trailer.
Yeah.
And they're soaked, so they'll be there forever. And you won't be here at night, but they have those little lights on the post there that are just... you come in here at night and you know where you're going, and it's not quite so dangerous.
I think this is really great. It set a good tone.
And did you notice that the things were gone when you came in?
I noticed it right off.
That looks good.
This is phase 1A.
Yes.
The trailer's over there with more lumber. I'm going to start doing that there.
That side that you see there, and I think that's great.
Awesome.
And we emptied out the...
Why is that longhorn in there, by the way?
What are you going to do next?
The ground. The front face of the corral. As you drive in. Yeah.
And we took a bunch... We're filling up the container today and got lots of stuff going out there. So tomorrow's focus is going to be on the playground area.
You see the container.
Yeah, I did.
Okay, and then...
not a very good view from our house.
It's
a big color, though.
You can paint on the camouflage.
We can go. I'd like some opinions on... I think that I think we need to consider the peacock. I don't know if they're overgrowing too many of them. They are not.
How they taste?
I don't know, but I'd love to eat them. If you stay in cabin number 8, you have so much peacock poopy up there. It's not sanitary.
I scrape the stuff off.
They roost up there.
They sit right on the deck.
Oh, they're horrible. You can't even walk out on the front there. It's so putrid up there.
So how many do we have, do you think?
Six. Can we transplant? Seven, but one disappeared the other day.
He was delicious.
Can we transplant them?
I haven't gotten rid of them because everybody loves them.
Can you
catch them? Not everybody.
Almost everybody loves them.
We saw one of them land on somebody's roof.
They have been for a lot of years a little bit of a novelty, but
maybe can we have two novelties instead of
six? We could probably sell this. That's how we have
six now.
That's how we have.
Did we start with six?
We started with two.
Yeah.
There were two when we got
here. And you need two to make sure you got one.
Well, I'm suggesting we do something about it now, whether we take care of four of them or...
I was thinking of calling best friends to see if they have something they can do. And
they won't come and get them.
They might.
On the way home.
They're a beautiful bird. There might be a market for them.
One way or another.
Well, what do we do?
Craigslist? People have to come and get them. They have to be able to
I have some people that want them to just catch them. But is it okay with the boys that I give it up?
Yeah, if it's at nighttime, they sleep on the railing of cabin 8, like sometimes. I don't know how you catch them.
They're everywhere.
I would walk. Trap them in the chicken coop.
I bet you could.
Okay, so are we saying that? Do we need a motion? Okay, so it's unanimous. We all okay.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Okay.
All the tour maybe.
Okay. No. All of them are leaving.
All of them.
Okay. Oh. Paul has a problem going on with heaven too, and we're going to have to what do we have to do with that plumbing?
Let me ask on the peacocks. Is there anybody that's going to be really bent out of shape about them?
No. Yes. Yes.
Yeah,
the same people that were upset about the llamas when they died.
Aww.
They died.
Yeah, they froze somewhere.
Well, no, one of them came in. Yeah,
we got a dead bobcat.
We got her across from Washington.
Okay, where are we at here?
Okay, Tony. Kevin,
you're on your something about the pool.
Oh, okay, you got it.
Kevin, too, I'm going to end up replumbing the whole entire thing. It's all that old copper, and I don't know. I talked to Brent, and he said that cabin 2 has always been a problem opening up after the winter. I did it with cabin 1 already with the packs. You just pour out all the copper and put it in packs, and I think I'm going to do the same thing with cabin 2.
Well, we haven't been able to get a hold of Dale, though, and he has it reserved for the season, and I don't know if he has people coming in tomorrow or anything. We've been calling him since yesterday.
We're just going to put him in another cabin. That's all we're going to do. But.
Linda has something to say about that.
I think you'll have a problem if you're just not communicate about it, I think. I feel like you probably should communicate about it. They are using the cabin on a fairly regular basis.
Right, but we need to be able to...
It's going to be for a few days.
This week. This week you need to be able to go in.
I'm not going to town again.
I think
there's some use this week. They're planning on... I'll get to it when it's Ben's turn.
Okay.
But...
Cabin 2?
It's not you.
I don't know if...
It's cabin 6, 7, 8.
It's cabin
Ben's guys?
Yeah.
Okay.
I Great.
Oh. Okay. Linda was very helpful. Linda, I'm putting together a sheet that will be associated with each cabin that tells when they got new doors, when they got whatever, when they're getting so that
that's great.
That everyone will have some idea of what we are looking at and what we're doing. We have 6 new doors going in that just were arrived in there. If I had any money left over, which is looking doubtful. We would do more. We'll see what we get with the 6 in the room. But they look good. So we'll get that going. Okay. We're looking at discussing the general store and any ideas for sales items in the general store this year. Things that you think would go, how we could make more money in the general store.
You need more people.
To go in there.
Yeah.
Hey, the 3 years we've been here, other than ice, pop,
candy.
Ice cream.
You know, people come down, they want a quart of oil. I have a quart of oil.
Yeah, but I have it in the store, too.
We have the new grills to put charcoal bags this year.
No, I'm going to do charcoal bags. Yeah, but it's, you know, I spent too much money on 2 of them, so I'm kind of low on budget. I don't know if I talked to you about it. I like to do them for all the cabins.
You did.
If you get a chance, take a look at the grill on the garden cabin here.
So when you're putting in this grill, we're selling charcoal. We could make it on...
Right there.
No.
And if we provide propane, do we provide propane?
We have, yes. But that's the issue.
It's too expensive.
It's dangerous. People just leave it on, and there goes $15 worth of propane.
I don't know that we'll see a lot of revenue out of the store no matter what we do. My vote is if we don't overly try to manage that.
I think we could do things yearly. Like, hey, we got a yearly calendar.
If we really wanted to sell things, I think we'd sell them more on our website, like hats and shirts and calendars and stuff. You know.
Original Dare Springs Ranch peacock.
We have peacock feathers.
We have some. They be a bar.
Cool sticker on them.
So just go with what we're doing. Nothing that has ever sold real well.
There's a ton of people.
Yeah. Well, and I think if there's a yearly thing, like a nice hat and a shirt, something that's done yearly, 2011.
Now, you don't want to do that because they don't all sell your suckers.
Well, you got to take reservations. That's right. What I say. You put it out on the air.
But like a
here's
one,
our hat.
T-shirts that could go year to year and not a date on them. Because that.
So can we go ahead? Would it be all right with everybody if I just look into that?
Sure. Look into it.
Okay. Okay, that's it.
Okay, number 10, Ben's items. I'm now Ben.
Good morning.
Okay. I think you've seen the deed restriction change that was voted on, and this was voted on in, I think, 2007, was it? And and approved by the membership, and the only change effectively was to allow two cabins per lot. And the deed restrictions, however, were never actually followed up and done and recorded as a county recorder. So that's what we emailed out. Was
what was the rush on that? It's done.
Anyway, obviously we haven't had a lot of people wanting to build a second cabin in that kind of forcing the issue. So in any case, it's consistent with county ordinance as well, and so we just need a motion and a vote to approve those being executed and recorded consistent with the vote that was taken previously. So, anyone want to make that motion?
I've done all the motions to make
this. Is this a couple years ago?
Yes.
That y'all read and everything and that you all know about what's in there?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay. I haven't seen it, so I don't know. I can't vote on it.
If water really works.
Well, if you can't vote on it, we're not going to have this quorum.
Oh.
So the deed restriction simply allows two cabins. And I think did you not bring a copy of it?
It's attached.
So if read through that, then we'll be good.
We're going to find some thanks later.
Hey, Kelly, aren't you going to read it?
I have read it, actually. I read it.
All right. Yeah, you can make a motion, even.
All right, I'll just make a motion to adopt whatever it is. That's the deed restriction. Anyone in favor?
Well, we have to execute it and record it at the county recorders. Can you adjust your motion to include those items too?
I'd like to adjust my motion to do those items for the purpose of getting recorded.
Very good.
A second.
30 seconds. Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Going past unanimously. Okay, number 11. Dave Turley, Ranch Communications Reservations, Web Development, Review Cabin Use Surveys.
Yep, I'd like to understand it better.
No,
I guess you received
one from the
it wasn't worded as well as it should have been, so I did the best I could. And finally, these numbers, so I might believe in what we actually were being considered. Oh, do you visit the ranch? You said never. A couple of older people just said you never go, and I don't know how many ages, but they said we should go. It's great, I agree. So, what in 5 years there are five people? Once every 3 to 5 years, no, once every 3 years there were five people. Every other year there was one person. Once a year there were six. Every 6 months there were nine people. Or, once a month there were six. Somebody up here is way more.
Yeah. That's
probably me.
Way more. I like that.
Yeah. How long is your usual stay? 2 days there are four people. 5 days there are five people. A week, 17. 2 weeks there are six people in groups. 5 people. Spent 3 weeks here, and some one person spent 2 or 3 months. Average number of people that just ranged from plus zero to two that were one or two groups of 150. So I just include all that. What time of year do you usually stay in this range? Spring, summer, fall.
How many winters? Any?
No, there weren't.
No.
Just the turleys.
We do have. Well, there are. There were people, but they didn't answer the survey. So I'm just giving them.
But no one that answered the survey said winter time.
Who's your favorite? Yeah.
Didn't answer your own survey.
My sister did. Once a year, if there's a family reunion. So that's why it's a little confused depending on who answers. There was one couple that he answered, he filled it out, and then she filled it out. And that's how they work out. We'd be in favor of having 4 half weeks available rather than 2 half weeks. 21 said yes, 14 said no. I mean, there are two people that said they don't use the cabin. Now, there were a lot of people that said, it sounds like a good idea, but we don't ever use the cabins. So there was kind of a variety of, but there, ultimately, there were more people that were in favor of it by a third than there were that were against it.
Some people all like the weekend part.
Well, and some people said, no, I'm not in favor of it. But the reason was it should be flexible.
Mm-hmm.
We want to use a full week. Like if they voted for half weeks, then they could only use half weeks. So it could have been worded better. Because it was a little bit confusing the way it was worded. So if it was half weeks, they could still use 2 half weeks to get the full week.
Okay.
How many fish? 24 versus 10.
Quite a few.
So, yeah, a lot of people. And then it was everyone said, did you know that they're fishing boats?
I think it's on their confirmation letter. And we didn't tell them when they came up. We all, well, I don't know if you've ever missed somebody telling them that they're.
Well, and I thought it was good to include the survey anyway,
yeah,
so let people know.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
Last year was the first year I ever fished here.
Did you know?
18 or 20 years of member of the ranch.
I didn't know.
No, I put a zip line up.
Okay. So this could be all our learning.
And this middle one?
No, I never fished here, but I'm
oh, the bottom one.
So, that's part of the reason that they come is because that's the next
from the hill. There's two poles, one on
the hike or guided? No one was in favor of guided hikes, but a number of people were in favor. It prints or something printed, and people like to determine if we want to hike on our own. We don't want guided hikes, so we don't want something printed, but
I think the printed hikes
my,
would be great.
My wife made 6, I think, printed hikes.
Did she?
Things. And for Dale, but I don't know why they. So I asked her, I said, hey, why don't you print those again and let's see why we're not using them. They were a big overall map and a picture and hiking instructions and what you'd see.
Ranch,
yeah, like the watch was one of them.
I can stick those in the book.
So,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
Yeah.
Or we can, and we can take a copy of them and post them on the welcome board.
Well, I think they also need a copy to have with them when they go.
Put them in here with all this other paperwork.
I've got one in the book, or at least that's what I do when I first set them up. There was one in the book, and then there was another one in a plastic sheet attached to the book that could face
the counties were in the early stage, very early stage of this. But we're also we're trying to develop some smartphone apps for hikes and bike rides and things to do in a recreational nature, you know, in our county, and a lot of them would be around here, and that would be a nice thing.
It will be interesting. Maybe that would be the same idea here.
Yeah.
Also, just not only hikes, but after the rest of the stuff, I think the trails that we have.
Yeah, horse ride.
Mm-hmm.
And her map included, like, the horse trail that goes up there. There were some really good things. I don't know why they...
I'd love to see them.
So
there's a site, I know we have it in Arizona, you probably have it here, like hikeutah.gov, or not gov.com, and they have them GPS even. You can print them with GPS coordinates on them.
Well, there's a lot of apps available now that...
No, not for app, but just for printing them and having them available here.
Yeah, I haven't seen anything. If anybody runs across something like that,
I'll check that, because my friend does that.
But we should also include on the website
so people are aware of the
If horse rides were available, you can use this. Many people said no. Some people said absolutely not. And by the way, we'll get into this a little bit later. Some people were vehemently opposed to anything organized. And that's something that we talked about. So every time there was something organized, they didn't think we should provide it.
So there was really nobody that championed wanting horse rides?
Oh, there were.
17.
Mm-hmm. Oh, 17. Okay, so about half of the respondents, or a little less than half.
Well, we got 17 yeses and 4 noes.
Oh.
Well, no, that's not true.
15 noes.
Yeah.
We're over 30, though.
Well, that's why I got a little
okay.
Well, it's not... Something about the pony rides for children. I've kind of went out and said, hey, you know, would you like us to saddle up a horse and have your kids just kind of be led around a little bit? And it meant the world to the kids.
Yeah, there were probably 12 people that responded.
Yeah.
Said at least.
Yeah, we've done that.
My kids all learned how to ride horses here.
Mm-hmm. So we've taken Kessa and
My
grandma can't go where he's had a ride horse this year.
Nothing organized, nothing, it's just kind of
they love
it. No one wanted horse riding instructions, but a lot of people said that they ride anyway. If paddle boats were available, I guess it was 19 knows.
Don't we have a paddle boat?
It's
ours. It's
on
loan to us.
It's on loan to you.
Yeah.
And they didn't want it to be.
I mean, down the road,
that we didn't let everybody take it.
Okay. That's what I thought. No one on the rowboat. If mountain bikes were available, 23 knows. Which just, I mean, I don't think that's a deciding factor. I think it shows the interest of 10% of the people that own property here.
I talked to that guy in Hurricane when you come down off the hill. It's that mountain bike place there. He's got business cars, and he said that he'd be willing to bring up a few bikes and leave them for the summer.
Wow.
He'd basically get all the money, but it was just something for the membership to take advantage of.
Well, a lot of people are in favor. I mean, enough people are in favor of it. Right. We should do it. Don't take the ranch to fight.
No. This is something he said he'd just bring them up here and just kind of leave them for 3 months in the summer.
And we can take care of them. You can do all the repairs. You can do everything.
Maintain. I'm getting a bike. You can buy them at DI, really good bikes, sometimes for $10 or $15.
Yeah.
If you maintain it, making them work right is something else. Okay.
So really, before we go on from that one, really, if he does that, do you know ballpark of what a charge would be for
he
a person?
Know better what he would do.
So I'm thinking, can we just, like, bump it up 10% and then we make some money off of it?
Well, when we had a little bit of a policy about concessionaires already, I think, where we said we would take a 20% royalty.
That would be a good thing.
The number that we came up with.
Because it's going to take staff time, too, to do that here. Yeah.
Well, and I haven't done anything with it yet. I mean, it was kind of an option. But
there's no reason why not to make any money.
And really, I mean, if somebody, and this is something we can put on the website, if you guys want a mountain bike, if you want an ATV, if you want, let us know. We could facilitate it. We've already talked to the guy with Anasazi. I've talked to the guy in Hurricane about the bikes. If we know in advance, they give a trailer here and dropped on for a week for them to use.
Okay, good.
Who does our everyone knows.
Again, Barbara Button, daughter,
for seven people, and maybe that represents 25% of the owners would possibly use it.
Well, it depends on how many people are here in the winter.
Snow conditions and all that, but anyway, for what that's worth, would you be willing to help design, set up, and groom trails for 23 no's and 8 yes or maybes? Some people, it's interesting, just the way they answered the survey, that was a huge deal for them. Most of the people said no, but there were people that would come here for that reason. They would visit the ranch more if they were involved in something. And the next question is,
this trail that Brent's doing this year might be a really good one.
Do you hunt? 20 yeses, 25 no's, and again, this is kind of weird, the way that the question was asked, it's hard to figure out how to respond to it. If guided hunting trips were available, 4 yeses and 23 no's, and 3 maybes, and some people say we don't hunt, which would be a great idea. So, again, I think I should have worded it differently, but what that's worth, there were 3 yeses. I the partnerships and conversations, not projects, and people would your family like to participate in
We did that, didn't we, in the past? Didn't we have a partnership with you of doing or something or doing when we had people down doing
your iPhone and off is GPS signal.
That's
fine.
What is your favorite thing to do at the ranch? A lot of people said hiking, some said fishing, 9 quads, most of us relaxed, it seemed to be quite popular. And then there were two dozen other things people mentioned. I didn't think them all, but what other amenities would you like to see at the ranch? And again, some people commented about the store. More people said absolutely nothing. We shouldn't have any amenities. We shouldn't cater to anyone. It would just be a rustic and remote place. And other people wanted the road paved, the rest of the town. And, so you got quite a variety of things. Some people mentioned solar. Some people said the cabin should be improved. Some people said the cabin should be improved. Others mentioned picnic areas, like shade. What would you like to do or like to
have? How many mentioned something about tables or pavilions or?
4.
But again, out of 30, that's
20%. If they were there, they'd
what would you do or like done that would improve the ranch? Oh, here we go. Some people mentioned we need a plan or we need some kind of vision. Some people mentioned protecting water and there was a few. And I've got the actual specific results in here. All more than welcome to read them as I compile all these. Some people wanted access to greater tractor. Maybe they were willing to rent it. Or didn't know that it was available. That means Paul could.
That could be very expensive if they didn't really know.
Right, but they didn't know that he. If they use snow moves or whatever it is, the fall for them instead of them just coming down and learning how to drive a tractor. Many people mentioned maintaining the ranch. One person wants social activities. A lot of other people wanted to be by themselves and didn't want to be bothered. So we're hitting up all those things.
Some people ask about the history of the area. There's got to be a book, website, whatever it is.
Save the road to town.
They want to be one of the playground approved, better internet and phone. Some people ask about campgrounds. It's like the camp is the staying in the cabin. Through the headquarters, someone mentioned better volleyball court by the ponds, I guess. We have volleyball here also, but they want to stand and go out and net.
You have a net?
Some talks about the boards are the most rugged. Some people said boards should provide more services, others said no entertainment. And then four mentions retention. And one comment, negative comment about Dale, and four positive comments about Craig.
Yes, and two said thanks for having.
And two actually said thanks for having.
Hey, that's good.
It is good. I didn't think about the break. You ought to put five down.
There you go. Good.
We always worry about contention. That's why we
Have
to be open on everything we do.
Mm-hmm. So what are we going to do with these?
I think there's some good suggestions. I think it helps us to know where people's interests are, their focus is, and we're going to be able to meet everyone. But I guess some people are more remote than people want more amenities, and we should just maintain. A lot of people said,
I think we can refer back to this a lot of times when we start making decisions. It'll give us a little bit of grounding. But maybe Dave, you can, based on what you see in that, make a recommendation of some actions we should take.
I'll do that. And then if we did post the results, we're still going to get some more feedback. And I think this is going to create more feedback.
Yeah.
But there were six people, I think, maybe the number 67, that said, leave it as it is. That was the same. I mean, that was the same.
Right.
So nothing stays the same, guys.
Well, but there's a group that doesn't
want to
see the same, and they like the way it is. Right. The way they bought it, whatever.
Yep, watch it fall apart.
One thing I think this points out a little bit is there's a lot more satisfaction than we've had in the past. And I think that the Ryan has improved every year over the last 15 years that I've been here.
I think even the ones that say don't change it, they'll still are saying fix of the cabins and
keep it from falling apart. If you don't change it, you're going to lose it. Like the fence.
They just don't want a McDonald's up there.
Right, it's, I think that's just moved commercially. Yeah, don't change it. Yeah,
yeah, that was great.
I think it's a good show.
Very nice.
Very nice, Dave. I take back all the negative comments I ever made to you.
Good, Dave. It really, it gives us an idea of where they want us to go.
Okay, next item on here, pavilion construction. Okay. Dave, Charlie, I have a map here. I don't know if any of you can see this. Okay, can you see this enough? This is the upper fish pond. This is the road. See the rocks along it?
Where's the gravel pile right now?
Right about here. And what we got to decide...
Hey, Paul!
Is when we originally trying to decide what to do with
the gravel
pavilion, I originally thought we'd build the pavilion down here or maybe something right here so it was
by the road.
Really close to the dock. Close to the dock.
Yeah.
We've got the gravel up here now. I went up there a couple of weeks ago and walked around it and looked at it and thought, man, it's sure a nice job sitting here all done. But,
well, and just to cover my own, myself.
Okay, so here's the question. I still think, for a couple of reasons, that the pavilion would be best here. One reason is because it would be closer to the fish pond. The second is that we could kind of carve out a good parking place. Up here, I'm afraid people will be parking all over and driving all over versus here. We just
widen the road another 30 feet, you know, along that area, and then you could have a lot of parallel parking.
Are we still 100 feet from the water?
Yeah, would be. What we talked about is not right here, but kind of over here by these willows. So right kind of in this area here.
Mm-hmm.
And so the only downside is, and I think, Paul, when we talked to you about this before, because we have to restructure the gravel for these footings that they had anyway, that you didn't feel like it was that big a deal to shuttle it over.
Right.
And if you're still okay with that, I think that's what we ought to do, but about right there, so that we can have about 30 feet parking here and about 20 feet grass, and then the pavilion, so that the pavilion would be about 50 feet away from the edge of the road.
Right.
Does that sound about the right dimension?
Can we mow those willows too?
I don't know. We can maybe some. They're pretty, I don't know that they're really willows right there. They're more of a scrub oak or combination.
Well, that's a good wind block too, maybe.
It's not bad. Well, the pavilion will be kind of here where you'll still see the water from it.
Does it ever
fit the miniature forest right there?
Yeah,
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
So that'd probably be a good thing to do eventually anyway. All this could be gone.
Is there, like, flooding in there ever, or is that always pretty good?
There's much more opportunity for flooding up where it is because that's where the workaround goes is overflowing.
Then when it moves in? Mm-hmm. Okay.
So 50 feet away from the edge
of
the current road.
Okay.
Shall we okay it? It's
just doing it.
Yeah.
You know, you're okay. All right. I just don't want to have to do it again.
I think we have enough material up there to do it. I'm kind of second-guessing my ability to, lay rebar and then do all that thing.
I think we're going to need to get Landon Welch or Larry to come and pour the cement.
Right.
And so I think that's, and we budgeted for that, so we
do have money in that.
Need to do it. So.
Yeah.
What about priority as far as all of this? He does this in his free time between 2 and 4 a.m. or?
Well, this is mostly something that we're paying somebody to do.
But it starts with him moving the engine.
I don't know that he has the ability to move that.
Oh.
Moving the material with the Kubota?
I guess you do.
That's how I.
But what I think we ought to do, we ought to either get Landon or Larry to come and say, I can do it this date. And have them look at it and say, do you want me to just put the pile of rocks here? Do you want us to frame it out first and then we'll, move the gravel inside your structure that you have? Or there needs to be some coordination, because I don't think it's going to help for us to just take it over and repile it all where they have to dig it out again.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so first thing is they get with them, schedule it.
Okay.
And so that's probably up to me to do, I guess, since I can get Landon Welch done a lot of real reasonable cement work around here, and Larry's done a lot, but I don't know what his schedule is. But I did talk to Landon and Larry both about that. I think we should get them going. So if you guys agree, I'll do that, and then we'll kind of coordinate with Paul about what they want him to do. Is that a deal?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's good.
18th, while anything else on the pavilion, we're going to pour the pad, and we're going to put into it the pipes, right? And you're going to kind of take it from there with the purlins and stuff, maybe, or help us on
the three I-beams.
We're going to have some equipment to
that. Something's going to be used to put those I-beams up.
How heavy are those I-beams?
Really? Pretty darn heavy.
Are they over 4,000 pounds?
I can't remember.
Per?
I can't remember. We can figure it out. Because it's a 30 pounds per now. 300 pounds per.
Where are they at?
Back.
Are they up by the well? Yeah.
Not the well.
Well, that would be kind of thing, because we eat at 4,000 pounds and easily do at the backhoe, but you know, you start getting 5,000 or 6,000, and then we're out of things.
Can we get them 15 feet high, 10 feet, 10, 8 is strong on one end and 12 on the other, whatever it is?
Backhoe?
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to be tricky because they're going to be up on those.
We have a forklift. That big forklift will work.
Well, that'll work, and that'll go higher than that.
Honey?
Yeah. 4,000.
Is that yellow set up? What's the kind of
Okay. Good. Hey, how are you doing?
You're good, how are you?
Good.
Hello, Linda.
All right. So, are the pipes up there?
Yeah, are they big enough? I forgot how much we paid for them and how big they are. I don't know if the plans changed.
Weren't they 4-inch?
Yeah.
Yeah, they were good. Schedule 40, 4-inch.
Mm-hmm.
That was...
That's what was back then. We're good.
But we'll have to go over the plans again and make sure we got everything before we get going on it.
Do we have a date?
I'll have to talk to the contractors and see when they can schedule. Okay, and to TNT phone service?
Dead issue.
Okay.
Okay, can I throw something in here that probably should have been in before? This was from Val, and he wrote on his survey the following, and I'll read it to you and go from there, and stop me if you need to, anybody. At or near Deer Springs Lot 74, the old Ranger Pack Trail goes north and then east across Dixon National Forest, south of Bryce Canyon to Deer Springs Ranch Lot 1. Y'all with me so far?
Mm-hmm.
This trail is seldom used by anyone and is beginning to be concealed with overgrowth. This trail is restricted to non-motor vehicles and should not be. It should be
open. We've got the forest on it many times.
It should be open to motorcycles and ATVs. The forest plans to encourage horseback riding in this area but cannot maintain the road into Lower Podunk Trailhead well enough that horse traders can make access. How often do the horse traders go through here?
There have been some horse rides up there, like this Dennis McClellan, you know, he's taking groups up there, and you can get up there.
Okay.
It's, I mean, I think most of us agree, though, based on the sparse use of horse riding, that it shouldn't be limited to just horse riding. And I think if you go up there, at least last time I looked at, there's ample evidence that there's ATVs riding it anyway.
So his
where was that at? By what lot?
74.
If you go up to the top of Podunk, keep going straight north, it eventually turns into a trailhead. They even, you know, put some fairly nice facilities there. And then that trail, it goes up and eventually kind of has a spur that connects down in that lot 74 area, but it keeps going around the top of the meadow and it goes clear around what's called the Grand Rim View Trail.
Yeah, done that one. That's a good trail.
And,
very good trail.
But it's supposed to be a non-motorized trail.
Mm-hmm.
And they've installed it with that purpose in mind.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it was all fresh installation or if they, you know, usurped an existing Jeep road or something. But that's always been a debate.
So what's Val saying?
So Val says, Deer Springs Ranch should our association should petition the Forest Service for temporary removal of this motor vehicle restriction until it begins to conflict with horseback riding. This trail could be a greater asset to the ranch if this restriction was removed. A ranger was assessing the problem last fall, and I believe they will be making a decision about this trail and trailhead this coming spring. Now is the time to make the petition to the Forest Service.
Sounds good.
Do we know if it's a designated trail?
It's a designated trail.
It has a trail number.
It has a trail number, and it's got signs. There's some places in it, though, that would not be the switchbacks going down into that one area. It would not facilitate any more than a single
track.
Single track. Yeah, it is not for four-wheelers.
It is not ATV trail.
No. I'd say...
Well, and I've never gone on it because I obey the law.
We've gone in some Crawford, and it's tough horseback riding.
Yeah.
Has he done the whole
thing? Like that, but the horse
I mean, I don't care.
I'm willing to change any of that.
and actually they're yanking trails all the time from services. They're yanking them.
Well, they're going to make a decision, and so if we, it would be a great time to say something to them. I think.
I sure don't think there's any.
So who's in charge of trails?
Shauna Cox from Recreation.
Do you want to have her look into that?
Sure.
I just don't want anything closed. Nothing closed. You can't hardly get anything opened up.
No, once they close,
it's just awful anymore.
She doesn't want to take that on all the
Who's taking? Is she taking? I don't know.
Do you take on calling her and visiting with her about it, and if she doesn't, then you can follow up.
Right, say that again.
Why don't you call her and tell her that we assigned her this, and if she says she can't, then you can.
Very good. That's great. Assign it that way.
So
I don't know.
Have we made that decision? There was some discussion. Who's taking over Brent's responsibility?
Yeah,
really is taking over Brent's. However,
no.
Brent is volunteered to do still a lot of the things he was doing. So.
Oh, he's never talking to me.
We'll let Brent do it.
You fight or shut. Fight with somebody else and change the responsibility.
Okay, thank you.
So we don't want to reassign
that. Okay,
listen,
I'm a pain.
Don't about this because how rigid have we been with our assignments anyway?
No.
Not very.
Hey, listen. I'm letting him report to me every day as if I know what I'm doing. So you could have that responsibility.
Try to pitch in and help where you can.
Yeah.
I don't do much around here, so it's a short report.
Okay, it's not.
Do you want the section taken out of the minutes?
No.
What? I need to go back over that again.
No.
It's your assignment to leave them.
Are you saying that?
Yes.
I'm taking over the rest?
Yes.
But you moved too, didn't you?
No. No, I'm still here.
Yep.
I said we moved Dale up to the roads of fire and I can take on the water.
You're welcome to debate that with him.
Okay. Yeah. In the bottom on the totem pole.
Yes, it is. Coming in the middle of the street.
Anything else, Dave Turley?
No, nope, that's it.
Hey, Dave.
Paul Brayton.
Did you see the cattle guard we came in?
Yes, two of them.
Both of them.
Half of them. Yeah. Half. There might be an opportunity if we want to buy another one.
Really nice.
And that was what we got for $500.
$800.
Yeah. And next time you buy some extras, and I'll thank them if you run out of places to use them.
Well, I'm kind of not taking advantage of this person, but they have some just kind of sitting around, and they kind of need some finances or some money, but. Is that something I really am kind of tied between or torn between putting that up by the fish pond or the drift fence?
Who's responsible for that?
Either one would be a good location.
But if we had two of them,
what do we need to keep the cows up most for? Where?
Well, the drift fence is on the Meadow Canyon Road, so in theory that would have more traffic. Mm. And probably be the more logical place to put them. However, Paul's in the middle of right now kind of constructing and trying to tie into where we would put a second cattle guard around the fish ponds. But you know, when we get working with Taylor Button there and stuff, we may modify some of that. So I would still prefer to see them going to drift fence, but
why isn't the one? I thought Mike was
the one at the fish ponds doesn't need to be as wide, and this is a nice wide
one.
So I would say that's a good main road cattle guard.
So the cattle guard leading into the ranch, you can walk right over it. It's full.
County. I don't know if.
Do we need to do any? I mean, the cattle will not stay in that.
No. I think I need to call the county.
Yeah.
I think it's there.
Call Bert Harris.
Yeah. They started pulling them and digging them out, and I don't know why they stopped. But, it needs to be done.
They are chasing after the squeaky wells.
Okay.
Right now.
Okay. These squeaky.
That kind of And I don't, the fencing, we've already talked about Taylor Button doing the fencing, but I don't
which
know.
Which shouldn't stop you from doing the fencing that you're trying
right.
to do.
Though. Right, the BLM fencing and then all that other fencing around the pond.
Right, because yeah. I have not asked him to price that.
Mm-hmm.
We're, all the stuff we want him to do is more than the budget we have, so we're not going to be able to
right.
have him do things like
that. I think it's the one site I already have that has the T-post in.
Yeah.
It's the other. I have to dig some holes because I've never built a fence like this, so I'm looking at the corners, how they have the corner. I have to dig some holes. Shouldn't be an issue, but then there's 100 yards of other fence that I need to do.
So keep working on it. Here's another set of cattle guards for the Iowa Stone Bowl.
Okay.
The one that you made, by the way, you did make one, right?
No. Never finished.
Okay.
Got about halfway through. It's still sitting.
But I feel 100 times better about one that we made being with the fish lines than on the main.
Right. Oh, yeah. With all the heavy traffic.
Yeah.
Truck traffic. We've already talked about the new pump. I'm pretty impressed with it. We kind of watched it to see how much it would pump with the one solar panel. And like I said, it's pumping 1,000 gallons a day. Awesome. With the new pump, I don't know if I told you, but I bought a box. I bought a box to where I could switch it from a solar panel, and I could switch it to a source, a 110 source, so I can run the generator. It's not a 220 pump. Just plug it into a generator, and I can pump manually if I needed to. Which I think is kind of important for those big weekends. If,
mm-hmm.
if for whatever reason, the tank's real low, and we need to have water up there.
How does that tank work with the pump oriented the way it is? I mean, if the pump's half, I mean, if the tank's half full, is it going to shut off?
Yeah.
Which seems like...
I
guess it's definitely
well, it's still going to shut. The thing that's different, it will come right back on. I need to do so. He doesn't need to fill the tank for 3 days and then go turn it on. It'll keep turning on every time there's water. So the tank that was there now used to act more as a reservoir, and we really don't need the reservoir now because it'll pump continuously, so it's a one-time shot to fill it, you know, which we obviously already have.
Okay.
So I don't travel.
I see what you're saying. I don't, I mean, if the spring dried up, we really have a hard time pumping water.
Right.
But we can, the way I set it up, it's two nuts to pull that thing out. It goes right through the hole. It's not like the one where we had to take it through the opening.
But it's still only 100 gallons that you get by doing that.
Yeah.
So
it's kind of a fail-safe system out there, which I think is kind of neat because I don't have to worry about it.
Yeah.
The only time I have to worry about it is I got to go shut it off. But it's pretty good. We've already talked about the upper spring box. I don't know... you know, who to contact as far as digging into that, and I don't know if we want to do that in the middle of the season.
Why do we need to do it?
Right.
If it's not having a problem, I wouldn't do it.
Right.
So
okay.
Cross it off the list.
Yeah, cross that off the list.
That's what I say. We'll watch it through this summer.
Uh-huh.
If we don't have a shortage of water, I don't think we... There's a lot of risk of disturbing
right.
springs.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think if we wanted to go through the process of getting that whole system certified, then we'd consider
then we have to.
Looking into that, right?
I don't think we have to.
I don't think so either.
Yeah,
that's
not a foregone conclusion.
Mm-hmm.
We just need to have it protected.
Yeah.
There's very little requirements that say anything about how the box needs to be in. It just needs to be where animals can't get into it. And stuff, and ours is already meets all those requirements. So we just need to have our ATVs won't drive on top of it and break it.
Right, right. Well, and having the cows up there is just that's not good.
So if it's working, leave it alone.
Okay. the old cement culverts. I mean, we talked about it, and today we're looking at moving them.
Is this where you want them, right there?
Is it in the big hole over there, or is it right here?
I think this one's more dangerous, isn't it?
Shorter than taken.
Yeah. I mean, they're...
And they're going to be used as culverts, or they're just going to dump
in the ones that are decent, and we still have in mind at least one place where we want to use them.
Okay.
But the ones that are obviously beyond repair, start putting them in as riprap in that wash.
Okay.
You can do that tomorrow.
So, improvements at headquarters? I don't know if you guys have seen the fence, but I want you to know the material that has been used is less than $1,500 worth of material.
You did a great job on that.
The gate I bought for $140, 16-foot prefer gate, D gate, and I have three more on order, 6-footers, to go right here to finish this off. They're ordered. They should have been in, but they're not in yet, but...
Fantastic job. Perfect. If you look at it, it's just perfect.
I think the coolest thing is the way it looks, but the price is unbeatable. I couldn't have done it at Home Depot for... I mean, it's amazing.
Everything we looked at besides that was so much more than that.
Right.
And this looks better than anything I think we would have
bought. It's dirtier.
Yeah. And the one came from Canam. Fredonia.
It came off the car bed. So I'd like permission, if I could, to extend this a little bit over this way. And then finish this fence off right here.
Well, and we need to do a lot of these corrals.
Yeah, well, the next phase 1B, is that front face corral there.
Would we do four on the corrals, four rails?
Yeah, definitely.
So I think that would be the only change that I would make.
Okay, and I'll talk about right down the road about the next year and the phase, but I want to work with Doug Hunt as far as the cow corral.
Yeah.
As far as shoots for him. Working with him, he's talking about possibly bringing and buying a brand new squeeze for Longhorns to come up here. But we're talking maybe next year doing a satellite deal, which is kind of a big deal. People from all over the world come and do, they bring their cows and do kind of a show.
We leave in that corner chute.
Yep. So that's just kind of the plans I have for the fence, but this style fence, I think, is the best style as far as the ranch goes.
Timeline, I know it took a lot of time, but it was not as much as some fences would have taken. It went up good for you.
I borrowed an auger from a friend, and from right here to there, I used the auger, but everything else was hand dug.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow.
How
far into the post?
That's 30 inches.
It really fits the ranch style.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and kind of what I'm thinking...
And it's functional, too.
Yeah.
And it ties in with a crow.
Yeah. I'm thinking of letting it set and age, and then putting linseed oil on it in a year or so.
Well, I would put linseed on it before this winter.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially, you know, coat the tops all really good.
Soaking in motor oil. So that's that black stuff is there. Other things around headquarters is the comfort stuff. We've kind of poured a little bit of money into that. It wasn't just tear down some walls and rebuild it.
How much you spent each month?
That's your deal, right? Financial report.
Over $18,000.
Between the container, fuel, stuff was over 18.
Well, that's why Linda's going to look at those three or four other items really close.
So, but tearing into that comfort stop, it wasn't just a quick remodel.
No.
I had to get the floor all up. I had to jack it up. I had to put new trusses in. I insulated everything.
It looks really good.
It's something that's going to last a little bit longer than maybe 10 years. I think it'll last a long time. Linda?
Tell us about the barn stabilization.
I haven't talked with Brent yet, but he has the lumber to do those corner posts. I think that's why the forklift is up there. We were just going to kind of set it up there, pull everything
up. Let's keep that on a priority and keep Brent focused on it.
Okay.
Get it done.
Okay.
And we're talking about replacing the southeast post?
Southeast and the northeast.
Okay.
Both of them, I think, you know, we dig as deep as we can, 5 feet, get the posts in some sonotubes, some concrete, get them out of the dirt. I think that it's not going to go anywhere.
I should leave that on the list.
Mm-hmm. Just make sure when you do the sonotubes in concrete. I was talking to a contractor here, and he said that he had had a lot of them where they'd done pole barns and stuff that actually were worse because they put in concrete, because how they put in the concrete
right.
funneled water
mm-hmm.
into the cracks, so ground
yeah.
that and that
yeah.
away from the pole.
Oh, yeah. It would shrink and go down like that.
It just flares the water off.
So make
well,
it
if you crown it, yeah, but if you didn't, it would shrink and move
keep
well.
It above grade level.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. I've been in the process of opening cabins. I've had kind of a deal with cabin two. But I think, basically, I'm going to have to tear everything out and
that's
just repump the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and then I went to turn the water on. There's a leak underneath the thing. So, kind of what I did with number one, I'm just going to tear everything out and replumb it. But the deal is I'm going to have the plumbing on the inside, which is a lot better because it's not exposed to the air and it won't freeze. It's going to be the PEX. So, I think down the road, if we ever were to do year-round cabins up there, having the plumbing on the inside, just like 7 and 8, is the way to go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sure.
Sounds great.
So,
and you've kind of done that here necessarily.
Yeah. So that's kind of been my focus. I got the water up there, got the water here, just opening cabins and getting them going. I'm kind of in a pickle here. I need to get the cabins open, but with the roads the way they are, it's kind of perfect grading conditions. I'm kind of torn between priority. I know some of the roads need to be graded, but there's a lot of things, you know, we're talking about mowing, we're talking about cabins, we're talking about all these things. Yeah.
We don't have anybody in the cabin this week, do we?
No.
You're going to have
but I still gotta get cabins going.
At least match up with the schedule that a reservation. So
you know, the Dale's supposed to be in cabin too.
I would work on roads as much as you can. Still meet the schedules, but you've
got to
meet the schedules. So
I plan on just focusing on some on grading some roads.
Did you put it on the calendar?
But
and you got
my dilemma is, you know, fencing, cabins, maintenance.
We need another call right now.
I mean, I can do a lot of things, you know, and I've been working until 9
o'clock
at night.
Well, let's give you some clear priorities.
Okay.
Priority number one, you got to have cabins open to meet. Yes. Priority number two, you got to have fences to meet cows.
Right.
Priority number three, you should work on the roads as you have a schedule. And all of those things then should be able to be done before you need to be in the heavy mowing session. So does everybody agree with those priorities? You know,
where does the cap? Where does the comfort stop getting finished? Getting there?
I don't know.
Unless that's got to be in there fairly.
Well, like what I do with the fence, honestly, and I'm not bragging or anything, but I would go to work and do work, and then me and the kids would do this kind of at night, kind of on our.
I think it's better for you to spend 8 hours working on something than 2 hours there, and 1 hour there, and 4 hours here, and 1 hour getting tools for something.
Well, now it's an open cabin. We couldn't even open a cabin. It's been freezing.
It's been cold and muddy.
No criticism.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have those priorities, then you can say, I'm sorry, that's the priority the board gave me. So it can fit the comfort spot and obviously where you can.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Comfort stop, Larry was going to help me lay some tile. I've done a little bit of tile and it came out pretty good. So Larry's going to Kansas and not going to be able to do it. So I'm kind of waiting on the doors. That's why the tile isn't done, because I wanted to put the doors in before I put the tile down. So, now that I have the doors, hopefully, I'll squeeze that in there somewhere.
but I have a toilet in there. I don't know if you've seen that, but I made it possible. I just kind of shimmed up some plywood and got a toilet in there.
Okay, that's really looking good. Okay.
So, if we want to wash our hands tonight,
we're going
to
do that.
Hello. I'll stick it right there.
Just wipe your hands on your pants.
Yeah. There's, well, you can probably go in the garden cabin table, don't you? So we're Dave and Dave, don't care if you use it.
So, I mean, it's busy, and I mean, I'm glad that I have a priority list because it's something to follow.
Dave's cabin.
Good deal. Kathy's doing a good job, I think, helping and working out priorities.
We're doing okay working together. As long as I understand.
I would still encourage you, you know, for a while you were sending us emails. I still think that would get you some benefit.
Sending emails? I mean,
just, you know, here's whatever this week or this month, or today, or we're sending you a day.
You know, the field
that I just see you every day.
That's
who. I mean, I need those that are critical for your needs, which isn't me. If you're sending emails at least every now and then, you say, hey, you've been seeing what I've been doing, and it would be a benefit. And you don't think it's worth it, I'm not telling you you need to.
Right. When are we going to do? We've had an evaluation plan with Grant coming up. With Brent.
Executive session on this.
Okay. Okay.
Do
you have any questions
today? So, I don't really have much. I mean, basically,
he's going
home. You can see the work we've done.
Speaking for itself, isn't it?
It is speaking for itself.
Mm-hmm. Really,
I appreciate the board kind of letting me run with some money. well, no. I mean, seriously, this was, I could tell you exactly how much this lumber costs. It's $1,395.
Well, it doesn't do any good for you to have the time to do something that has to take 3 months to decide if you're going to give me some support.
Well, I mean, there was talk about what kind of fence. This is just what I came up with.
You did a good job.
Can I mention again, while you both are here, there in the survey, there were, I think, four or five people that specifically mentioned either by name or people at the ranch house or whatever. As big pluses.
That's one
negative. Well, it was one negative for one day.
Not for you guys.
Not about you. No,
there was
you.
Didn't that one?
No. Was there?
Yeah. She just complained about the cabin.
Oh.
Well, a lot of it, and I'll stick with this until the day I die. A lot of this is communication. I'm willing to do the work if you guys are willing to communicate what you guys want done.
Okay.
Yeah,
are we done?
Let me have some more sharing.
Okay. Let me have some more.